Then you won't. As I said, son, you must have a sense of proportion. Tell me how you spend your time. So I did. He nodded. Just as I thought. He picked up my math homework, tossed it in front of me. Take this. Sure, you want to work on it, but why work so hard before we go into action? Well, I thought, think is what you didn't do. There are four possibilities, and only one calls for finishing these assignments. First, you might buy a farm. Second, you might buy a small piece and be retired with an honorary commission. Third, you might come through all right, but get a down check on your Form 31 from your examiner, namely me. Which is just what you're aching for at the present time. Why, son, I won't even let you drop if you show up with eyes red from no sleep and muscles flabby from too much chair parade. And the fourth possibility is that you take a grip on yourself, in which case I might let you take a swing at leading a platoon. So let's assume that you do and put on the finest show since Achilles slew Hector, and I pass you. In that case only, you'll need to finish these math assignments. So do them on the trip back. That takes care of that. I'll tell the skipper. The rest of those jobs you are relieved of right now. On your way home, you can spend your time on math, if we get home. But you'll never get anywhere if you don't learn to keep first things first. Go to bed. A week later, we made rendezvous, coming out of drive and coasting short of the speed of light, while the fleet exchanged signals. We were sent briefing, battle plan, our mission and orders, a stack of words as long as a novel, and were told not to drop. Oh, we were to be in the operation, but we would ride down like gentlemen, cushioned in retrieval boats. This we could do because the Federation already held the surface. 2nd, 3rd, and 5th MI divisions had taken it, and paid cash. The described real estate didn't seem worth the price. Planet P is smaller than Terra, with a surface gravity of 0.7, is mostly Arctic cold ocean and rock, with lichenous flora, and no fauna of interest. Its air is not breathable for long, being contaminated with nitrous oxide and too much ozone. Its one continent is about half the size of Australia, plus many worthless islands. It would probably require as much terraforming as Venus before we could use it. However, we were not buying real estate to live on. We went there because bugs were there, and they were there on our account, so staff thought. Staff told us that Planet P was an uncompleted advance base, probability 87 plus or minus 6%, to be used against us.